I'm Alpheus, and if we have not met, good to see you this morning. I'm so thankful for this day. Lift your hands, Lord. Thank you for this Sunday. Thank you for this Sunday and what it represents. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your word today. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We will hide your word in our heart today. Continue to hide your word in our heart. Release your spirit that helps us understand, that keeps us awake, and release your spirit that is a filter to this pollen. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 That pollen piece is interesting, right? Amen. All right. Somebody can make a whole lot of money if you come up with an instant pollinator. All right. So, guys, we're going to talk about today. We won't be long. We're going to talk about 15 reasons I am better than I deserve. 15 reasons I am better than I deserve. Can you guys just shout, I am better than I deserve. So Dave Ramsey, if you listen to Dave Ramsey, raise your hand. He does help you get out of debt. I graduated college with debt, but I don't have student loans anymore. Thank God. Yes. Yes, maybe I can knight you guys if you have student loans. Do you? I release my no student loans to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You were supposed to say, I release my student loans to you. That's what you were supposed to say. But 15 reasons I am better than I deserve. Dave Ramsey says that a lot. I don't know if he coined that, but man, every time I say that, hey, Alpheus, how you doing? I say, I am better than I deserve, because we know what we deserve. We know what we deserve in the spirit, but we are better than that. I am better than that. So what is grace? We do have some worksheets. I'm going to get these passed out to you real quick. And feel free to... Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's working off that debt right there, helping me out. And so 15 reasons. If that scares you and you see the time, it's 11:12. And I promise you, I did not do 15 reasons because it's May the 15th. It just kind of felt like that. Yeah, it just kind of felt like that. So if we stop, you just have to come back next week and hear the rest of it. But I do have a part two to this grace series. And I want to talk about next week, grace conflicts. Hopefully I can talk about grace conflicts, because there's a tension as it relates to grace. And I'm thankful for God's grace, but there is a tension and there are some objections to God's grace. There's opposing views. I also want to honor Josh today. I know you're about to, he's gone.
He's grilling.
He's grilling? Sheesh. I'll see you guys later, and y'all just sang Amazing Grace. I love to grill. I grilled all day yesterday. I smoked all day yesterday. And so much, I didn't want to waste charcoal. And I went back to the store to get more food to grill. Because everything is high these days. Inflation, charcoal is high. And so I would dare not be a good steward over the charcoal that God graced me to buy. So I went back to the store and got some meat to grill. So I love to grill. So what is grace? If you want to write on your worksheet, my apologies if I just keep going and don't wait. I want to get through this. I don't want to insult your intelligence. But I think God has given me some great considerations to give to you guys this morning. What is grace? God's benevolence, love, and mercy, unmerited favor. His benevolence, his love, his mercy, unmerited favor. I like one definition on grace. It's God's favor toward the unworthy, or God's benevolence on the undeserving. God's benevolence. When we talk about grace, it's God's benevolence toward the unworthy. His benevolence, God is so kind. God is kind. His benevolence on the undeserving. And then the last definition that I'm going to settle with this morning is, in his grace, God is willing to forgive us and bless us abundantly, in spite of the fact that we don't deserve to be treated so well or dealt with so generously. Everybody say, God is generous. So basically, to sum it up, is God's unmerited favor. So these three questions, if you want to write them down, if you just want to ponder, if humans didn't exist, would grace still exist? Give me a yes or no. If humans didn't exist, would God's grace still exist? Okay, we got a mixed bag here. I don't know. Ooh, I like this. This feels like a class this morning. God is good. So if humans didn't exist, would God's grace still exist? Question number two. You saying, bro, you ain't going to answer it? No. Who is the main star of grace? Who is the main star around the subject of grace? Question number three. Where would we be without God's grace? Where would we be without God's grace? So number one, 15 reasons I am better than I deserve. Number one, grace is strength. Grace is strength. 2 Timothy 2:1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Grace is in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:13 says, I love this. I wrote a song about this, so I may just sing this scripture. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. Grace is strength. Grace is strength. Who needs strength this morning? Who feels a little weak? Maybe metaphysically or physically. You're just tired this morning, but you may need strength in your spirit. You may need strength in your spirit. Grace is strength, guys. The name of the Lord is a what kind of tower? Strong. It's a strong tower. If grace is in Christ, I want to be in Jesus. I don't want to be with Jesus. I don't want to be hanging around Jesus. I want to be in Jesus. It's a difference between being with Jesus, hanging around godly things, and being in Christ. I want to be in Jesus because there's strength in grace. Number two, grace should live in your heart. I see you guys writing. Grace should live in your heart. Philippians 4:23 says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. There should be a special place in your heart for grace. Like the passage says, your word I have hidden in my heart, in my levav, so that I might not sin against God. So grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be in your spirit. Grace, there should be evidence of God's grace in you. Grace leaves a residue. As a matter of fact, if you get real close to me right now, I will smell like, not like I've been smoking, but like I've been smoking meat. Like, because when you are around the grill all day, it gets in your hair, it gets in your clothes. It's like it leaves a residue. God's grace leaves a residue. If you get too close to me, you're like, bruh, I want to come home with you. Grace has a behavior. Grace has a look. Grace has a sound. Grace has a response. Grace has a response. Grace has a response to the shooting that happened in New York yesterday. Grace has a certain response. How are we going to respond to that? Everybody say grace. Grace. Grace has a response. Grace has a vibe. Grace has a certain vibe. Grace has a texture. Grace has a smell. Grace doesn't smell like charcoal. Grace smells like grace. She's saying, sir, get off that charcoal already. Number three, grace is freeing. Grace is so freeing. Amen? Grace is freeing. Philippians 4:23 is actually about to meet with this new scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:17. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There's freedom. So as Philippians 4:23, the scripture we just read, meets 2 Corinthians 3:17, if your spirit is full of grace, your spirit is full of what? It's full of freedom. Amen? If your spirit is full of grace, your spirit is full of freedom. Amen? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? There's freedom. why so many people, why so many of God's people are walking around bound and not free. I'm not saying the world, but it seems like so many of God's people are walking around bound and not free. Because remember, I just said grace has a sound, it has a vibe, it has a response. But God's people, we should be full of what? God's Spirit. That means we're full of God's grace. But why are so many of God's people walking around bound, stressed, depressed? Perhaps it's an honor issue. Everybody say honor. Mike Murdoch said, what we fail to honor will eventually exit your life. So, in other words, if I don't honor something, it will not hang around me. If I don't honor my wife, she ain't gonna hang around me. She ain't gonna have my last name long, and I'm gonna be depressed. Amen. Feels good, guys, for somebody to have your last name, right? Any married folks in here? Doesn't it feel good? Yes. Shout your last name right now. Go, shout it out. Yes, somebody else bears your last name. It's something about that. Maybe at the men's retreat we can talk about that and vent about that and air that out. But Mike Murdoch says, which we fail to honor will eventually exit our lives. So the rejection of God's Spirit is the rejection of God's grace. So if you reject God's Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, then we're rejecting God's grace. And if we reject God's grace and we reject God's Spirit, that's instant what? Bondage. So that's answer the question, why are so many of God's people walking around in bondage? Perhaps, guys, perhaps we are not honoring God's grace, or we don't understand God's grace. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Why are we not free? There's an issue here. There's an honor issue. There's an honor issue. Galatians 2:21 says, let's read this together if you guys are okay with that. Galatians 2:21. Ready, set, read. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So I really want to live from this scripture. Basically honoring grace, not shading grace, but honoring grace and embracing grace, or seeking to understand what grace is all about. All right. So number four, grace should make you want to give grace. If you say, I understand what grace is, I know what grace is, I got it. I know what grace is, so grace should make you want to give grace. Luke 6:38. What do I mean by this? How am I connecting this? Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. How many needs a job? Need a job, all right? So my admonishment to you guys, when you do get that job, I prophesy to you guys, amen, you're going to get a job. But perhaps when you get that job, you're not just going to get a job, you're going to be the boss. So don't forget, somebody gave you a chance, and then when you get a position, give somebody else what? A chance. Many of us, we need a chance. We need a second chance. Many of us need have messed up in life, and we need a second chance. But then perhaps our second chance is going to be wrapped in us giving somebody else a second chance. You want more grace? Give grace. You want grace? Give grace. You want more grace? You want a chance? You want some slack? Guess what? Maybe cut somebody else some slack. Amen. We're so hard on other individuals, but it can easily, three fingers are pointing right back at us. Amen. Many of us can say, you are wrong. And then three fingers are looking at me and saying, you're wrong. I hope that's not how those fingers sound. Number five, grace triggers a testimony and a praise. Grace should trigger a testimony, and a praise. Acts 20, 24 says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Grace should trigger a praise and a testimony. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 14 through 15 says, let's read this one together. This is a really good one to read together, all right? Everybody's okay? All right. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 14 says, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Grace should trigger a testimony and a praise. Alpheus is a grateful guy. If you give me a gift, I'm trying to figure out how can I go in my pocket and give you a gift. It's something about that reciprocity piece. If you want to, listen, if you want to sell something to me, give me something. And then I got to figure out how can I give you something back. Make sense? You invite me to the cookout, I'm asking you, what can I bring? All right? You give me a card, I'm trying to give you a card. All right? That's kind of how I'm built. But we're going to find out here in a couple of more numbers that you cannot earn God's grace. There's nothing you can do to earn the grace of God. It's a gift. Everybody say God's grace, God's grace. Is a gift. All of this, 2 Corinthians 4 says, all of this is for your benefit. All of this is for your good. Like, this is an encouraging message today because all of this, so in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he started to move things. He started to shift things around, and he started to say, this is going to happen. This is going to happen in your life. You may not understand it, but it's for your benefit. Like, I think about all of the thought and the effort that went into getting you, that will go into getting you a job. The thought and the effort from the Most High that allowed you to graduate, how you graduated, that allowed you to meet the woman of your dreams. Think about all of this is for your benefit. Like, God is so, I've heard other teachers say this and preachers say this, but I've never said this, I don't think. God is so in love with you. I don't know how that makes you feel, but in the spirit, that should make you feel really good, especially if you're single. You know, that's kind of like an anthropomorphic type of thing that we put on God, but that's the best way I can say it. God is in love with you. We understand that. Any couples in the room? God is in love with you. Grace should humble you. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in what? In weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. People that are arrogant, I don't get it. Because God knows our secrets. God knows what we're not good at. And people that are walking around arrogant and really, really prideful, really, honestly, in my opinion, are trying to compensate for what we don't know, for what God knows. But it's in your weakness that grace is magnified. Grace should humble you. Guys, you make $1 million, you should be more humble. You get a new car, that should humble you. You get a new house, that should humble you. You get a new boo, that should what? Humble you. You don't look that good, bro. It should humble you. Your wife is a 10, that should humble you. You don't look that good. Talking about me. Number 7. I'm getting through these. Grace makes no earthly sense. It don't make no sense. Grace makes no earthly sense. Because Psalm 103:10 says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. If I stop right there, then that's interesting, because on earth we have laws set up to repay people for what they have done. The interesting thing about grace, the guy that went in the supermarket yesterday and shot those people can still experience what? The grace of God. And this scripture can apply to him. In the natural, you hot, you mad, you furious. But God says, guys, if he positioned himself right, God does not treat us as our sins, pow, deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Yes, that's good news for him. Not for the families, but it's good news for him. That's the thing about grace. It makes no earthly sense. We want to get even. Amen. You want to do the Medea. You want to get them before they get you. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. For as high as the heavens are above the earth. That's why it makes no earthly sense. Because it is higher than the earth. It doesn't make sense. It's like, really? Sometimes we're like, really, God? Like, you're really going to give them that chance? You're really going to give them that opportunity? You're really going to give them grace? Now, let's be honest. Have you looked at somebody and said, really? You don't deserve that. Am I the only one? You say, you living like that, and you getting this opportunity. I am striving to do this for God, and it seems like I am taking two steps backwards. Anybody other than me have had that thought, that philosophical thought? I'm in school trying to do good, and all the bad kids seem like they're not getting caught. I do one little thing, and I get caught. Do they have more grace? Grace makes no earthly sense. No earthly sense. Psalm 103 says, as far as the east from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. In other words, I know how I made you. I know that you're going to mess up. I'm not surprised by your dirt. I'm not surprised by your thoughts. I am not surprised by your inner thoughts that if everybody saw what you were thinking, they would be like, bruh, I really don't want to be associated with you. God is not surprised so that's why it seems like he has given us chance after chance. He already knows what we're going to think. He already knows we are, on our best days, we are as filthy rags. So that's why he's so consistent. He's not fazed by sin. He doesn't like it. That's why he can. So we do something, it's hard for us to forget. You can think of something right now that somebody did to you on April the 17th at 6:15 p.m. 17 and a half years ago. Why? Because it's hard for us as humans. You say, I'm not even that old yet, sir. that don't apply to you, ma'am. As humans, it's hard for us to forget. God is saying, listen, I'm removing your transgression. I am casting it as far as the east from the west. Like, he don't remember. Like, how does God have the ability to not remember? How can God forget? God never goes in a room and forgets why he enters a room. Now, that's us. Anybody ever had that happen? I'm 40 now. You too young, sir. Why you raise your hand? You go in the room like, why did I go in this room? God forgets. We're the ones struggling with what we did 2 years ago. And we are feeling guilty. Never committed that act again, but we are still feeling guilty, and God ain't standing about what you did. Honestly, I'm from Fafara, so I say stuff sometimes. I just put it together. Let's put it together and make lemonade. He ain't standing about what you did. But you're eaten up by what happened. Everybody say grace. Grace. Yourself out. I mean, grace it out. I mean, grace may take number eight. That's why number eight is grace may take some getting used to. I may stop on this. We'll see what happens. Depends on how long I tell the story. Grace may take some getting used to. What do I mean by that? So I was graced, pun intended. I was graced to go to this beautiful island a while back. And so I stayed in the Airbnb, my wife and I wasn't by myself. So Airbnb, but then I went to this resort where they think really highly of themselves right now. You may have the money, but it's not in my budget right now, like $1,800 a night, okay? And so I used to stay at this resort when it was not $1,800 a night. So it was not even $1,000 a night. It wasn't even $900 a night, all right? It was in my budget, amen? So, but I still wanted the amenities of this resort while I was on this island. So I stayed in the Airbnb where I cook my breakfast, and then I go out to eat at night. Anybody else kind of have that same system when you go out? Vacation, it saves you some money. Right, and plus I like my bacon better than their bacon. You spend all that money and it's not even good. So I went on this resort and I took my card to actually get a day pass. So I took my card out and I say, hey, I want to get a day pass. And they said, yes, you made your reservations online. We were expecting you. So he went to his manager and he said, you know what? My manager said, put your card up. I said, man, they're full. They're not going to accept me. He said, no. Put your card up because it's on us. Your day pass is a gift. This was an expensive day pass. So now instantly, everybody say instantly. I have all the privileges. I get to use the hot tub. I get the cabana. I get to use the beach. I get to use all the floats. I get to go in the pool. I get to walk around like I belong there. But I stayed in the Airbnb. I was going to pay for a day pass. He gave me the gift. And so now I'm in my head 2 seconds after I received the gift. I'm in my head because I'm like, for real? He's like, for real. We shook on it. He's like, you good. The man in charge had the authority to give me, not institutional grace that I talked about earlier, but give me the Ritz-Carlton grace where I can have a day pass and just walk around in my shorts and my flops with my tank top on. I'm not trying to give you a visual. I'm sorry. But that's just what happened. And so what happened was, my wife was still at the Airbnb because I said, you know, I'm going to go and check it out. She was still at the Airbnb, but I decided to, like, I'm in my head after I received grace. I'm in my head, like, instantly. I'm in my head saying, like, do I really belong here? The guy in charge gave me grace. Now I'm in my head. So much I'm in my head. I don't know if I told this to my wife. I think I told her some of this. I'm so much in my head. I take off my something just to put on the seat to try to look like I belong there. So when I went and got my wife and I pulled up at the parking lot and then come through the front entrance, I didn't look out of place. That makes sense? So I put some stuff on there. I asked for some water and I just kind of stood there and sat down for a while. So when I come back, people wouldn't think I'm trying to steal a chair. I'm in my head. I'm telling you, I'm like, this is all in my head. I'm saying, you know, let me just, and I actually went to sleep for a little while. And so I'm like, yeah, hey, it's nice, ain't it? I'm looking at my neighbors. Yes, we up in here. We out here. You know, yeah, we at the Ritz. I didn't pay, you paid, but you don't know that. And I don't want you to find, as a matter of fact, the guy said, you know, this could just be between us. It's between us, you know, they don't have to know. They may be mad because, you know, we're giving you, for whatever reason, I don't even know. Because if I kept talking, I would have talked myself into them accepting my card. And so I sat down, and then after about 15 minutes, I said, let me just leave this here so nobody would take my place. I'm in my head. Like, nobody's telling me this. It's just what's going on in my head. So I leave, get in the car, go get my wife. I'm at the Airbnb. I said, baby, we got it. And it's free. She said, what? It's free. I said, get your bag, get your things. I said, actually, we can take our time because our spot is reserved. We don't have to go back and rush because nobody would get our spot because the guy in charge gave us grace. It's ours. It has our name on it. There's no revoking the grace that was given to my wife and I. We really could have taken our time and cooked the bacon and the eggs that, you know, I like to cook when I'm out on vacation in the morning time, and then I eat at the evening. But I say, we might want to go ahead and hurry up and get back. Because in my head, I saw somebody taking our spot. Because I'm thinking everybody knows that I don't belong. I'm thinking everybody thinks I didn't pay. And when I walk up at the Ritz, they're going to say, and when we did walk back on the property, I don't know if you noticed this, baby, but it was kind of like walking with my head down, even though I didn't pay, but it's like I paid. You know, I was giving grace. And God spoke to me halfway down the sidewalk to that white beach. He said, bro, you got to get it together. You and your head too much. Lift your head up. Walk like you belong. So in a matter of so many seconds, I'm like this to like this. Hey, I'm going to that cabana. And I know nobody's in my cabana because it's mine. It's like I paid for it. It's mine. I did pay for it. I paid for it with the favor of God on my life that I had nothing to do with. The unmerited favor. Grace, at the beginning of our worksheet, we put down, it's unmerited favor. I didn't do anything. The guy never met me. I didn't do anything to earn that. It's just grace, the question we talked about earlier, the main star of grace is not us. The main star of grace is the one who gave us grace. Has nothing to do with us. That's why I have issues with individuals walking around in the kingdom, prideful, arrogant, because it has nothing to do with us. People that can teach, sing, play better than Alpheus. But the grace of God is on all of us. Amen? Without God's grace, we are nothing. Listen, not only did I ask for towels, confidently, I went to that place. I said, I need three towels. It was two of us. I need three towels. I need a towel for my head. I need a towel for my feet. And I need a towel for my back. Why? Because I had the authority to ask for whatever I want. I got out of my head and I walked in the grace that was on me. That's why the Bible says when you go to the throne, you can approach God's throne. You need to approach it boldly. The throne of grace, you got to go to God. God, you know, last night had some things going on, and you know, but right now I'm, no! Go to the throne of grace boldly. Go to the throne of grace boldly. Everybody say boldly.
Boldly.
Everybody say boldly.
Boldly.
God knows the scripture we read. He knows how he made us. He is not surprised about sin. There's some other numbers that will balance everything I'm saying right now, so just give it some time. But he knows, listen, you can go to God and ask for whatever you want in his name. God, I need a healing. No, God, I am expecting a healing. God, I need a little money. No, God, I am expecting some money. God, it would be nice if my student loans were paid off. But no, wake up every single day and say, by the end of this year, my student loans will be paid off. I know it's quiet. By the end of this year, I will be debt free. I know it's hard for us to, like I said, this grace, let's read this together. Ready, set, go. Grace may take some getting used to. Because you're saying we shouldn't be arrogant. And right, but we should be bold in the faith. We should be bold in God. Amen? Because we are the righteousness of God through who? Through Christ Jesus, not through Alpheus, not through my last name, definitely not through my middle name. We are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And the name of the Lord is a what? A strong tower. The who? The righteous. So now we got the credentials to approach God because of grace through Jesus. Like, I get it. I really get it now. This grace message has really got me confident in the spirit. It's really got me thinking differently as it relates to how I see myself. Because I think I'm a pretty low-key guy. You know, I really, when we got our new car years ago, it was a, I ain't going to tell you what it was. And we parked, when we pulled up at the church at the time, we parked in the back because we didn't want to see, we didn't want nobody to see what we got, what we had at the time. To us, it was a really nice ride, all right? But that's not, no. So that's how I'm wired. But guys, when it comes to the things of God and kingdom and authority, grace gives us that authority to speak those things that are not to be. Like you could, we got this authority through faith, through grace. Like we should be able to have what we want. We should be able to have peace. Let's ask for more grace. So grace may take some getting used to. I'm one of those guys. I think this is a good place to end. So because I got eight more, and if I keep going now, then I'm gonna try to finish to the 15, and you're gonna be like, I am starting to smell something. Is anybody other than me smelling that? Okay, I thought it was just me. I said, oh, now I said I know I grilled out yesterday. Now the smell is bleeding over. I'm like, I just it's arrived. I smell of grace. So let's say grace right now. Lord, thank you for this food. I'm just kidding. So you have to come back next week because I have 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I have seven more to go. Thank you. The grace math is not on me. Okay. So y'all stand up. That was signal to me that I need to wrap it up. Grace may take some getting used to. There is a balance to this thing because I am used to earning. Like, I am an entrepreneur. I'm used to carrying my own weight. I'm 200 and something pounds, but that's not what I mean. I'm used to doing something and getting something back, like in exchange. I'm used to giving my service and then getting something back. So that's kind of how grace is taking me a lot to get used to, because I'm used to earning my own weight. That makes sense. Anybody else like that? Old school? Yeah. You know, I'm born in the 80s, but I really feel like I'm born in the 60s. You know, I'm like cut from that school, you know. I'll work. I don't mind working. I'm not a moocher. You know, I'm not. When I was in college, I needed some money so much. I scraped up some money and just to buy some eggs. I didn't want to call home. So I don't mind working. I don't mind. God, what is on the inside of me that can help me make some money? And I am good at that. When there's lack in my life, God has graced me to write down. And then at the end of the month, make what I need to make and make more. Why am I saying that? Because that's the total opposite of grace. It has nothing to do with your clocking in. Has nothing to do with you, your degrees. It has nothing to do with your race. It has nothing to do with your hair color. It has nothing to do with your eyes. It has nothing to do with your last name. Grace is a free day pass, and you get to enjoy everything. and you had nothing to do with it. You get to enjoy everything. Eternal life, peace, freedom. I sense everybody in here, we are believers. I do sense that. So it's not even about salvation. It's about this quality of life that we're not living because we don't understand grace and we don't appreciate grace and we don't understand grace. We're not giving out grace. We're so grace selfish if we do understand it. Grace is here for us to accept and give out. Hopefully that makes sense. So grace definitely causes me to repent. It causes me to be holy. Grace is not a license to wild out. It causes me to do the opposite. We don't continue in sin that grace may abound. The Bible says, nah, you shouldn't do that, bro. It says absolutely not. You should not continue in sin that. So you can't hack grace. You can't abuse it. Because I'm a hacker. You know, I really try to, like all the food I ate yesterday, I ate it in 5 minutes, but it would actually take 5 hours to burn that off. In my mind, I am such a hacker. And I would try to say, okay, I can do this. But then if I do this, it'll counteract this. 5 hours for 5 minutes of food. Now, it works, but that's not a good quality of life, right? Right? That's the same thing about grace. Okay, I'm going to go out here and maybe I know God's going to grace me out, but, you know, I'm going to feel guilty. I'm trying to hack this thing. Guys, just receive God's grace. As a matter of fact, just lift your hands as we're about to close and just receive God's grace. Ask for a fresh understanding of God's grace. If you're one of those guys that walk around guilty and feeling not like you're not worthy, you belong in the kingdom of Ritz-Carlton. You belong there. I don't care how tall you are, how short you are. In your mind, you may not be where you want to be in life, and you think everybody knows it, but it doesn't matter. You are right where God wants you. Amen? So just kind of worship for God's grace in your own way for about 60 seconds, and we're going to pray and leave today. God's grace can heal you. God's grace can give you a peace of mind. God's grace can show you what to do to get those millions. There's nothing wrong with millions. There's nothing wrong with the peace of mind. There's nothing wrong with a good relationship. There's nothing wrong with the car. There's nothing wrong with the house. I'm going to close out on the scripture. Isaiah 30, 18 says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." All right, guys, leave on this. Grace is waiting on you. What are you going to do with it? When it's smacking you dead in the face, just accept it. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all clap your hands. You enjoyed this incomplete teaching today. Very incomplete. I had 15 reasons I am better than I deserve. If you have not accepted Jesus.